Two titans in the spirit business are meeting at an upscale seafood restaurant for lunch.
This looks good.
Yeah. On one side of the white tablecloth sits Charles Medley, a master distiller whose family has been producing bourbon here in Owensboro for 8 generations. Medley's a traditionalist, and you can tell he's wearing suspenders and he keeps a test tube of his family's live yeast in his home refrigerator for extra insurance, he says. His company produces 3 bourbons that tout his lineage: Wathen's, Old Medley, and Medley Brothers, which has 5 faces on the bottle.
Uncle Ben, Uncle Tom, Uncle John, Uncle Eddie, and my dad Wathen, all 5 of them.
Across from Medley sits Earl Hewlett, the CEO of Terracentia, an international spirits company based in Charleston.
When Charles heard that we had purchased a distillery, he wanted to make sure we were legitimate people.
He likes the crab cakes on the menu at this low country eatery.
I love the crab cake.
I know you do.
But he's purchased something else here in Owensboro, the old Charles Medley Distillery grounds. That acquisition took place last year, and when it happened, Medley suggested that Hewlett use another name for his product.
And I said, you know, I'm happy for you and hope you do well, but you don't want to call it Terracentia or Terrapure, your distillery in the state of Kentucky. And so we're working on that right now where he can use the name Charles Medley. We just talked about it today.
But Hewlett doesn't plan on making bourbon the traditional way.
We still age in a barrel, but we don't need to age it for years and years. We can put it through our process. It takes about 8 hours, and we have replicated more than 4 years of barrel aging.
That's right, a 4-year bourbon made in those 8 hours. Hewlett calls his patented technology Terrapure.
It's certainly the purest form of bourbon you can get, and it doesn't have as much burn, doesn't have as much bite. It's very smooth, and it's at a good price.
A better price because it doesn't have the expense of aging all those years. In traditional bourbon making, the barrel acts like a sponge. As the liquid expands and contracts with the seasons, it penetrates the charred white oak, and the toasted wood imparts rich flavor and color that give bourbon its smokiness and notes of vanilla or caramel. This time-honored process is at the heart of the craft, which is why some distillers are skeptical of Terracentia's process. Woodford Reserve's master distiller Chris Morris says it shouldn't be taken lightly.
All I know is there's no way to shortcut time in a barrel. Well, we're basically making an 1830s product today. It stood the test of time. So I just don't know how these new processes are going to pan out in the future.
Hewlett says he plans to sell his product in Europe first, where consumers may be less wed to the notion of tradition.
They're all different kinds of products, all different ages of products out there. And there are consumers that want aged product, and there are other consumers that age isn't as important as taste and value. So I don't think we're a threat to anybody. I think we're just another source of bourbon.
While the debate may boil down to tradition versus technology, there's one obvious question that could determine its fate. How does it taste?
You know, and try several glasses. I mean, just don't.
Tom Fisher is a bourbon connoisseur and the founder of bourbonblog.com. He visited Earl Hewlett's facilities in South Carolina to find out.
I blindly tasted, I think, 5 or 6 different whiskeys. He didn't tell me which one was their bourbon. And I ended up ranking theirs either number 1 or number 2. I mean, it was right around the top. I think it was right at the top. And these were some major bourbons. I won't name which ones they were. I wouldn't want to upset anybody.
But Fisher says it's not something for the traditional distillers to be worried about.
There's innovations that are happening all the time. And I think this will just lead to a greater discussion about what is happening in the world of whiskey and happening in the world of spirits.
And Charles Medley agrees. He says it won't hurt the established Kentucky bourbon industry. It'll just be another option on the shelf. But he and his son decided not to license their family's name to the new company moving into Charles Medley Distilleries. Why do they say no? They'll answer only to protect the integrity of the Charles Medley name. Hewlett says TerraCentia is deciding on a name for its bourbon and plans to announce it during the groundbreaking in June. For WNIN News in Owensboro, I'm Cass Harrington.